Okay, go ahead. Say, what is your question? You have a question, Nikki? Like, you don't want to record it?
I just feel that, yeah, what I've got.
Yeah, philosophy.
Sure. I have a question I often hear that we don't deserve much kindness and mercy.
We don't deserve it?
Yes, that we have to understand that the mercy is causeless. How to truly, please can you explain this?
Well, I don't know who says that we don't deserve Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Lord Chaitanya came to really reclaim the fallen. I mean, in Kali Yuga, no one deserves anything. We're really the end of the line. So anybody who's here, this is the end of the line. After this, you know, people can't understand anything. As Kali Yuga progresses, the only thing that works is that, you know, Kalki avatar kills them. Because you can't explain anything to them, they just don't. Too degraded, too barbaric. But we're not at that stage yet. And what is the qualification? Well, papi tapi. So it's the fact that we are fallen. Lord Chaitanya is very compassionate, and he's coming to give fallen people the opportunity to go back home, back to Godhead. And he's making it very easy. Just chant Hare Krishna, take prasadam, and Lord Chaitanya will, all the qualifications that someone needs to have, then he will fill that gap. So it's causeless. Yeah, we're not, we don't necessarily induce Lord Chaitanya to give it. It's not that because we're great scholars, it's not because we're great devotees. It's not because we're Brahmins and Brahmin birth, and therefore we really understand things as we should. It's just because Lord Chaitanya is so kind. And Krishna says, Sarva Dharma Amparitucha. So Krishna's qualification is, okay, you got to give up everything. Lord Chaitanya doesn't say that. He doesn't say give up everything. You just chant, dance, take prasadam, and anyway, gradually you'll come to the stage of giving up everything. And we're getting the Maha Mantra. For instance, we have, you know, the first initiation, but technically speaking, there's no initiation. Chaitanya Charitamrita says there's no initiation for chanting Hare Krishna Mantra. Lord Chaitanya has given it. So it's the best mantra, it's the Maha Mantra. In previous, you know, second initiation that you get from spiritual master, you get different Diksha mantras, but those Diksha mantras are not as powerful as actually first initiation is chanting Hare Krishna. And you don't really need first initiation for chanting Hare Krishna. Prabhupada emphasized that and gave that first initiation. But real Diksha is what we call second initiation. So Lord Chaitanya has given the Diksha mantras. They give you liberation, but prema you get with the Maha Mantra. And he's already given it freely. So anybody, even people on the street, they just imitate us, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But they're already getting the Hare Krishna mantra just by Lord Chaitanya's grace. So no Diksha process is required. And how is that possible? Krishna prema pradayate. So Rupa Goswami says, you must be Krishna because you're giving Krishna prema. Either he's actually just gave prema to everyone, or he's giving the means for attaining prema, which is to chant Hare Krishna. Only Krishna can do that. No one else. Not even Lord Narayan can do that. In previous ages, we get the incarnation of Krishna, who distributes chanting Hare Krishna. But that Hare Krishna means Hari, Krishna, Rama. These refer to different forearm forms of Krishna. And it's not about Braja Bhakti, but it's about Vaikuntha Bhakti. But to give Raja Bhakti, only Krishna can give Raja Bhakti. Only Krishna can give Raja Prema. Surupa Goswami says, you must be Krishna himself. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. But he's got this Radha Bhava duty. He's got this Radha Bhava. He's got the Bhava or the mood of Srimati Radharani. And Srimati Radharani is... Women are softer hearted than men. And that same thing comes from Radharani. She's much softer hearted. So anyone who directly or even unknowingly, indirectly, they chant, then they're already considered to be devotees of sorts. And the more they chant, the more they continue to advance. So that's Lord Chaitanya's causeless mercy. And by that mercy, one then actually gets the topmost. So we're the least qualified, and yet we're getting the highest thing. These are great seats. Just two single seats. So, you know, we're not progressing on to some other type of religion or even some Vedic faith, but this is the topmost perfection for the most unqualified people. And that's quite extraordinary. And that's Lord Chaitanya's mercy. And it's only possible because he's Krishna. If he was Lord Narayan, then of course Lord Narayan can do that, but he only does it if he reverts to being Krishna. Otherwise, as Narayan, he doesn't. So it's a very, very special circumstance, very special situation. And as we sort of advance in Krishna consciousness, devotees should recognize, appreciate what it is that they're getting. That this, you know, we say, okay, this is the Maha Mantra. Well, mantra is that which, you know, controls the mind. Chanting Hare Krishna is not about controlling your mind. That is also a benefit. People say, oh, what a nice peaceful atmosphere it makes. But we're not, it's not about being peaceful, it's not about anything. It's about actually attaining prema. And that's the benefit of chanting. But there are different types of chanting. So first it becomes nama parad. Then hopefully we're free from the different offenses. Then namabhas, clearing off all the results of past karma. When past karma is cleared, then there's no obstruction anymore, like we were talking about all kinds of issues. I don't know if you all want to have some breakfast or something. But I'll just wait. And then Shurinam means chanting. Now you're chanting purely, there's no obstruction. And when you chant purely, then the result of pure chanting will be prema. So offensive chanting leads in due course to offenseless chanting, nama parada yukdanam nam evam harantyagam, and then
coffee,
thank you. What is that?
Breakfast.
No, thank you very much.
Do you like tea, fine. Coffee, orange juice, apple juice?
Apple juice, yes. Apple juice, I'll go for it.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, offensive chanting leads to offenseless chanting. Offenseless chanting leads to pure chanting. Pure chanting leads to chanting in love of God. So, chanting Hare Krishna is not just the means, but it's also the end. When you chant in love of God, then it's what devotees continue to do. It isn't that they stop, now I've stopped. Of course, it means that you attain the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, but devotees continue chanting, because chanting is the most chanting in love of God is the ultimate form of associating with Krishna. It's even better than being with Krishna personally. But even when, you know, what is rasa dance? The same thing that we do. Same thing that we do, but it's chanting in love of Krishna. And what do? They chant Krishna's names. They chant Krishna's names, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's pastimes. And that's the topmost spiritual experience. That's why Krishna does it with the gopis at night, and he does it with the cowherd boys during the day. They also do. Theirs is a little different because theirs is in a fraternal mood. And also Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yashoda, they also chant in love of Krishna, but they chant in paternal mood. And it's the gopis who chant in the conjugal mood. And that gives the highest taste of chanting. But that's the ultimate. It's Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur calls it that it's Leela Chakravarti. It's the emperor of all pastimes. Is that okay? I just want to send this off.